Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Is this look right? Have I got the part? Do I imitate Herman, or should I say before I begin, g'day y'all? y'all, and the g'day is part of it. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ian McGrath. For those of you who don't know me, I am the missionary, one of the missionaries out of this church. I have some photos here. I will give one of them to you before you go. Please, this church has had the opportunity to present the gospel to 10,000 soldiers. In this last trip in Honduras, I presented the gospel to 4,400, and I firmly believe 4,000 of those soldiers believed in Jesus Christ. This here little track, we have had this printed over and over again. We have had it printed 300,000 copies. The message that I give to the soldiers, I say, I'm giving you a commission. I am giving you what I have presented to you. The military has trained you in duty, loyalty, integrity, honor, responsibility. I have just presented the gospel to you. If you ever arrive in heaven and you say to your family, sorry, I didn't say it to you. I did not give you the message. I gave you a track that says salvation by grace. I gave you a track to go home and tell your family. This church, if they have gone home and did that, in the last 10,000 soldiers that I have proclaimed the gospel to, it multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. The missionaries that we have come out of from this little track has multiplied, and the message that I am going to proclaim to you today, if any of you are taking notes, the riches of glory will be manifest in your life. It is the greatest understanding that I have had from the Word of God in the last 3 years. In the 3 years that Herman and I have been throwing backwards and forwards the message that I would come to the understanding, it went beyond the conversation that Herman and I were having. But before we begin, who's the music director? Don't get me to sing, please. I've got to switch this thing off.
Thank you. let's continue, please, with number 471. 471. Nope, sorry, 473.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the offertory, there is a passage before we begin I would like to show you, if you would like to turn with me to Titus chapter 3, verse 5, to make sure that we're walking in accordance with his plan, walking in the power of the Spirit. We need the ministry of the Holy Spirit effective in our life. To do that, Titus 3, 5 says, he saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done. In other words, we have been saved by grace through faith. He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, that is our righteousness, but according to his mercy by the washing of regeneration, which means salvation, and the renewing by the Holy Spirit. To be renewed, we must have had something before to be renewed. That renewing of by the Holy Spirit is simply our trust in him to be renewed back to our fellowship with him. So before we begin, let us pray. Almighty gracious Father, you are the God of glory. You have given your glory to your Son, to whom we can say thank you. Father, for this little congregation, it has been a privilege to be a part of it. I'm just the missionary, I am just the mouth. I am just the person who goes out into the world and proclaims the message of Jesus Christ. Without the finances, Father, we cannot do that, or this church cannot continue to function. So we just pray that we will walk in the Spirit and give as we are led. In the riches of glory, I pray. Amen. Thank you very much. Do I sound like him? Thank you very much. Before we begin, please listen to the words of this prayer. It'll be very simple, but direct. And I hope it confuses. My English is coming a little bit difficult. Do I need to speak in Spanish so that the only one who'll speak in a foreign tongue from this pulpit? Whoa, did I say the wrong thing? We do need to be walking in the Spirit before we begin. If any of you have sinned up until now, before the last time, you need to recognize that we need to have the power of the Spirit in our life to be effective, to understand what it means, the riches of glory. So therefore, let us pray. Father, we understand the mystery of your will, the mystery that you have in Christ, the mystery of the church, the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of your will, the mystery of the faith, leading to the mystery of holiness, what it all means, the understanding of your will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, we pray in the riches of glory. Amen. I hope that was confusing. Good. If you will turn with me to, we're going to do a little quick summary in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. I'm just going to take out the section of the verse, not the verse out of the Bible, but the section of that verse that I need to expound upon. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. I'll wait for you to get it. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, you shall not add to the word which I am commanding you or take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. If you go down to verse 4, but you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive today, every one of you. Verse 5, see, I have taught you your statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do thus in the land where you are going, where you are entering to possess it. So keep and do them, for that is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples. That wisdom and understanding is the phrase that I want to pull out and extract. If you understand the mystery, you will understand the wisdom and understanding. Please turn with me to Romans chapter 9, 23. Romans 9, Acts Romans. What happened, how I eventually developed this, is when Herman was teaching living who you are in Christ. But the subject changed. Distress, anxiety, and depression. Stay with the subject, please. Did I hit a bad point? But he went on to stress, anxiety, and depression. And in the last, say, 7 tapes, he taught, live it, know it, believe it, live it, right? What it means for us to walk in our position in Christ. That position, and when I was transcribing, I developed a brand of my own shorthand a long time ago. And when I scribble it down, I need to transcribe it from my scribbles to a page that is more understandable. And this is the book that I wrote it down in. So I wrote everything else down in. But when I was going through it, but I was developing it from that, in Christ. And if you read from Acts all the way through to the third letter to John, in Christ, in whom? In Christ Jesus, in whom we have. It's everything. And then if you go back to Acts, it says, Acts 17, verse 28. For in him we live and move and exist. This is in our position in Jesus Christ. For in Jesus Christ we live and move and exist. Now, if we can go back to Romans chapter 9, verse 23. Romans chapter 9, verse 23 says, I'll go back to verse 22, just give you the full understanding. What if God, although willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? Verse 23, and he did so in order that he might make known the riches of his glory. If these things usually explode on me. If we write the rich... Yeah, does he use these other colors? No. The riches of his glory. What is it? Does anyone know? I hope not, because I'll be preaching to a congregation that is If you continue to turn with me to Romans 11:33. Romans 11:33. This is our Bible study, so we might as well use our Bibles, I suppose. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches. Remember back when we had in Deuteronomy, the wisdom and knowledge. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. What do we have up here? The riches of his glory. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Okay? Please turn with me to Ephesians 1. I'm going to give you a Bible study that if you're going to write it all down, you're going to be confused. Ephesians 1, verse 15. Ephesians 1, 15. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, they have salvation by faith in Jesus Christ, right? Which exists among you, and your love for all the saints. They have faith in Jesus Christ, but they also have love for all the saints. The Holy Spirit was producing in them love for all the saints. Now, verse 16. Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers. His prayer was that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you, this is his prayer, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. What did we pray back in, what did we read back in Deuteronomy? Spiritual wisdom and understanding. Wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now verse 18. I pray, he's praying for something that they don't have. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know. 1. What is the hope of his calling? 2. That you may know what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And 3. That you may know what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. In other words, they have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. And they have the power of the Holy Spirit producing in them love for all the saints. But they do not have the hope of his calling, the riches of his glory, the surpassing greatness of his power. Have I confused you? Good. If you will turn with me to the one verse, what is the one verse in all Bible Christendom, you might say, that is used for salvation? For salvation? Salvation 1, John 3:16. What is the one verse that should be utilized by those who are in the know? Ephesians 3:16. Now what do we have up here? The riches of his glory. Paul is actually praying in verse 14. For this reason, Ephesians 3:14? For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father. Verse 15, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. Verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. There it is again. To be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. In other words, in Ephesians 1, verse 15 and through 19, it was not connected. The riches of his glory to be strengthened with the power of the Holy Spirit. In verse 3:16, it is together. The riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. So that, verse 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I love it the way Paul said it to Timothy. Guard your treasure. He did. Guard your treasure. The treasure is about to be revealed. Continue turning with me to... I have some of these underlined, highlighted in my Bible. Ephesians chapter 5, 32. You don't have to turn with it. This mystery is great. Ephesians 6, verse 19. The mystery of the gospel. The mystery. If we will turn with me to Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. The riches of his glory as it relates to the mystery. The mystery of the church, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of the will of God, the mystery of faith, the mystery of holiness. Philippians 3:3. For we are the true circumcision who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus. What does it say does anyone know what it says in John 4:14? Worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. What is truth? Anyone know? Everything who and what Jesus Christ is. Everything who and what he is, we worship the Father in the power of the Spirit and in truth. Now put this verse together with it. We worship in the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, and glory. Glory in Christ Jesus. What is glory? The riches of glory is the truth of who and what Jesus Christ is, and what is his glory. The glory of Jesus Christ is his name. Jesus, the name of Jesus, in Spanish it means nothing. But in the Bible it means salvation. It means his total glory. The heavens declare your glory. Your glory, in truth, your glory is in who and what Jesus Christ is. I've got to turn back four pages. You don't. And he shall be called Creator. It means something. It's not just a name. It's not just a title. It's the full reality of what this Creator is. He's the Advocate, the Lamb of God, the Resurrection and the Life, the Shepherd and the Bishop of our souls, the Judge, the Lord of Lords, the Man of Sorrows, the Head of the Church, the Faithful and True Witness, the Rock of my Salvation. This is who and what Jesus Christ is. It's not just a title. Jesus means Savior. But that Savior, without him being our Savior, it's just a title. It means nothing. If he's not the Lamb of God, he's not the Bishop of our souls, if he's not the Judge, if he's not the Lord of Lords, if he's not the Man of Sorrows, if it's not that him fulfilling in the Old Testament, there are all so many names that they relied upon. Who did the Jews rely upon in the wilderness? Supposedly, they should have relied upon their Creator. That he is the door, the rock of my salvation. He is the high priest, the door, the living water, the bread of life, the Alpha and the Omega, the true vine, the Messiah, the Holy One, the Mediator, the beloved branch, the Good Shepherd. All of these mean something. They were all fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. This is his glory. The light of the world, the image of the invisible God, the Word, the chief cornerstone, the Savior, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Almighty, the I Ams, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Bridegroom, the only begotten Son, Wonderful Counselor, Emmanuel, Son of Man, the Amen, the King of the Jews, the Redeemer, the Anchor, the Bright and Morning Star, the Way, the Truth and the Life. Jesus said, I am the Way, the Truth. We worship in the Spirit and in truth. Everything who Jesus Christ is truth. Everything about him is his internal glory. If when Herman and I were discussing the glory, I don't want to go into it, but it was a long conversation with Herman. He would say this, I would be opposed to what Herman said. What the glory of God is. And then I actually heard him say, the heavens declare your glory. It's his awesome power. I cannot create a single grain of sand. I cannot create a single grain of sand. But yet in his magnificence with the word of his power, was actually finger work, he created the heavens and the stars, the comets, the asteroids, the suns, the galaxies. The heavens declare your glory. The heavens declare your omnipotence. Without his omnipotence, the earth is not going to function. Without the... You ever realize how far it takes to get the earth from one side of the sun all the way around to the other? We're 99 million miles away from the sun, so therefore it's got to take 250 million miles in 187 days to get around there. That's going fast. It's all in the control of the omnipotence of God. The heavens declare your glory. I'm about to reveal to you the glory of Christ in us. The magnificence of who and what he is. The omnipotent God who created the heavens and the universe. And I cannot even manufacture one little simple stone. I cannot create a single grain of sand, and all the grains of sand, all the diamonds, the emeralds, the sapphires, the rubies, the garnets, the opals, all the precious stones. He designed a nature system to create it for us so that we might behold his glory. I have had many experiences out in the jungle. My life, you don't know about me. I served in Vietnam. I was as a child, I was an orphan. I grew up in a Baptist orphanage, and I'm grateful, I am eternally grateful, that my father dropped me off in an orphanage. I was there for 10 years, but I came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. My mother died about 18 months ago. She went to hell. Jesus Christ was never to be mentioned in the house. Therefore, I am grateful that they dropped me into an orphanage. The very existence of God knew full well that this very day I'll be standing in front of you because of that. In the orphanage, every child wants to say, I don't want to be here. I want to get out. But in the reality of my life, I'm grateful. I didn't want to be as a child, but now I'm grateful that it happened. But the heavens declare your glory. In the time that the military trained me in jungle warfare to go to Vietnam, they trained me how to live in the jungle. When I came back from Vietnam, I loved it so much that I spent many, many years back in the jungle, back in society, then back in the jungle. I enjoyed it. So, as a geologist, many aspects of creation, ever seen a piece of diamond, or a piece of garnet, a piece of ruby, a emerald, that no man has ever seen, that between you and Jesus Christ is only seen. No one has ever seen it before. Just you, when you pick it up, you behold his glory. In a simple little stone that may be worth $50, that's only you and God have ever seen, because he created billions of years ago in his omnipotence and his love for me, he declared it to me. Let's continue on. He is our Lord. He is our God. He is our Jehovah, the Messiah, Elohim, Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, the Shekinah glory. It's so significant. We have in the New Testament, we have the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's all we have, basically, in the New Testament. Until you understand, David said, his glory, his glory, his honor and glory. It's all through the Old Testament. They were using certain terminologies of his glory to portray who and what he is in their life. He is our deliverer. We just say he's Jesus Christ. But they related the aspect of who and what he is to their life at every time. When the Jews were in the wilderness, or before they were out of the slavery in Egypt, he is our deliverer. He will deliver us. Moses stood at the Red Sea and said, stand still and watch the deliverance of the Lord. Watch his omnipotence power function for us in the deliverance. So every title of Jesus Christ was for our benefit, that we can utilize. Did I say utilize? It hadn't come up yet. Now, the big one. Colossians 1, verse 4. Colossians 1, 4. Paul is not repeating himself here. Since we heard of your... Sorry, he is. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, Colossians 1, 4. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints. In other words, there again. They have faith in Jesus Christ, they have salvation. And the love which you have for all the saints. In other words, the Holy Spirit is producing in them love for all the saints. Go to verse 8. Our beloved brother, Epaphras, he also informed us of your love in the Spirit. Your love in the Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the love was being produced for the other members of the congregation. Now, verse 9. It gets technical. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled. Very important, that little word filled. Go over to verse, if you keep your finger on that word filled, go over to verse 28. Verse 28 says, and we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man complete, filled to completeness in Christ. With that completeness, what do we have in verse 29? And for this purpose, also I labor, striving according to his working power. His working power, which mightily works within me. We have our position in Christ. We have the power of the Holy Spirit effective in us. What did we have in Ephesians 3:16? I can find it. Just, you don't have to turn back, folks. We have the riches of the glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. We have to have his glory to be strengthened with power. I'll read verse Colossians 1:9 again. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, in other words, he's heard of their love for all the saints, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. There's that wisdom and understanding again. The subject changes. I know it's not on. The knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Oops. Wisdom and understanding. Go to verse 26. Or the last sentence in verse 25. That I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. Verse 26. That is the mystery. There it is again, that word mystery, which has been hidden from past ages and generations, but has now been manifested or revealed to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of his glory. We go back to riches of his glory. Now, what is his glory? His glory is all in everything, who and what God the Father is, that he has given all glory to his Son. The riches of his glory, of this mystery again, among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. Christ in you. Do you understand the riches yet? Chapter 2, verse 2 says, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance, which is hope of understanding, the hope of understanding, the knowledge, the reality of it, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself. Verse 3, in whom, in Christ, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The riches, the wealth, the treasures are all in Christ Jesus, who is in us. I deliberately fail to finish verse 27. The last sentence in 27 says, HOPE of GLORY. The hope of glory. Hope is a transitive verb. A transitive verb demands an object. The transitive verb is translated, that hope as a transitive verb is translated, what was it translated? The hope of glory as a transitive takes the clause as object, to trust and to believe. T-R-U-S, trust and expect. B-E-L-I-E-V-E. To believe everything who and what Jesus Christ is. We have the treasures who and what Christ is, who is in us, so that we can trust him. We can only trust him in the power of the Spirit. We cannot trust him out of the power of the Holy Spirit. The glory is all who and what Jesus Christ is, who the Father has given all glory. To prove it. Colossians 1:19. Colossians 1:19. The totality of divinity lies embodied in Christ. Did you read that? For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him. The totality of divinity lies embodied in Christ. First, Colossians 2:9. Colossians 2:9. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. If you go into John, it says the Father gave the glory to the Son. All glory is a reflection. It reflects back to the Father. All glory that is in us, that is in Christ Jesus, is a reflection back to him. It is a reflection back to the world, which is a reflection back to him who indwells us. All glory is every name that we can claim. That we can claim his faithfulness. We can claim his love. We can claim his joy in the power of the Spirit. All glory that belongs to Jesus Christ, who and what he is, every name that is given among mankind is in the name of Jesus Christ that he fulfilled. There's not a name given among men that we cannot look to him, behold his glory. Everything about Jesus Christ is who and what he is, who indwells us, so that we can claim the riches of glory. The riches of glory is everything who and what Jesus Christ is, so that we can trust, our expectation is our life in eternity. It's the resurrection of the power of the Holy Spirit. In who is in Jesus Christ. Our position, who is in Jesus Christ. Go over to Timothy. Have I finished that verse? In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, the hope of glory, the riches of who and what Jesus Christ is, that we can place our trust, our expectation, and our belief in who and what he is. We cannot do that without the Holy Spirit. I know Herman's been teaching. Trust in the Holy Spirit. It's true. But he's also been teaching. You can trust in Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The Jews trusted him in the wilderness. Can we trust him today? We trusted him for our salvation. In the power of the Holy Spirit? Absolutely. We can trust who and what the Bible says about Jesus Christ. I said Timothy, didn't I? Timothy Titus. Second Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2 says, it is a trustworthy statement. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Does not the Bible say, trust his faithfulness? We can trust his love. We can trust his power. We can trust his faithfulness. We can trust his love, joy, patience, goodness, meekness, gentleness. It's all who and what is in Christ Jesus. But if we're not living in the light, dwelling in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, it means nothing to us. The life that we live, we live in Christ Jesus. Go back to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. I took you around a long journey. Did I throw that pen away? You must have. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope. Jesus Christ is our hope in the power of the Holy Spirit, the riches of his glory, the wealth of his glory, the treasures of his glory, everything and who and what he is. He is our hope. If we are walking in the Spirit, what does it say? This little tract, one of these little tracts that this church puts out. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Christ. We walk in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. We walk in our position of everything of who and what he is, in our position in him. We have 1 Timothy 1, 1. If we go to 1 Timothy 1, 14. And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant, with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus. That's only found in Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is no other way that we can find it. We can actually trust the God of our salvation, the God of our deliverance, by the power of the Holy Spirit. It takes us on to another dimension. We can trust the Holy Spirit. As we read in Ephesians 1, for this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints. That's trusting the Holy Spirit to produce in us the fruit of the Spirit. But we can also trust in that riches of his glory, who and what he is. Everything about who and what Jesus Christ is what the Jews had in the wilderness. His omnipotence, because he loved them. We can trust his love. We can trust his power, as I read to you in 1 Timothy, in 2 Timothy. We can trust his faithfulness. We can trust his patience. Because I haven't got in. It's his patience with me that he wants to produce in me. All through the Bible, the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness. Now I'm going to trick you again. Philippians 4, verse 19. Remember with the ones that used to be on the old system, God's got this whole big bunch of a pot of gold that he's going to pour out upon us when we reach some certain standard. That's a lot of hogwash. Philippians 4, 19 says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. That is not a financial statement. Every disciple died practically a disgusting death, but they did it for the riches in glory, who and what Jesus Christ is. My God shall supply all your needs. Everything that is in compliance with the riches that are in Christ Jesus, who is in me, to keep me alive, if he takes me out tomorrow, so forth, so on. He supplied my need. The death is a need, is a reality of our life. But he's going to supply all those riches of his glory, but it's up to us. Are we going to claim it, live it, and live it? No, believe it first. Believe it, understand it, and live it. It comes with the power of the Holy Spirit that we can place our trust, our expectation, our belief in who and what Jesus Christ is. What is that word hope? We often heard it is a confident assurance. Confident assurance, blessed assurance, that song that says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. What we can say is, I know, I better not yell on this thing, I know my Redeemer lives. I know he lives within me. He is my God. With the power of the Holy Spirit, I can have what he wants me to have. I can have the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. The riches of his glory is everything who and what he is. It does not change the circumstances of my life. It will not take away the hurricanes. I was preaching in Key West this last Sunday, and I said, the hurricanes are going to come again. Are you going to focus on the hurricane, the tornadoes, the cyclones that come in our life, the frustrations, the heartaches, the loneliness, the bitternesses, or are we going to focus in on who and what he is? By every name that, and he shall be called, the Creator, Advocate, the Lamb of God, Lord God, Jehovah, Elohim, Messiah, Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, under the power of the Holy Spirit. We can live with that blessed assurance, hope. The hope, as I translated that into to trust, to expect, and to believe, it also means spiritual blessed assurance, spiritual confident assurance, spiritual enthusiasm, spiritual joy, spiritual vitality. Do we want vitality in our life, that joy? The Bible declares that joy is in Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, who will produce it. It's all in him, not us. He will produce it in us so that that joy, that spiritual vitality, that encouragement, that full assurance, that spiritual confidence, spiritual assurance, spiritual contentment, spiritual comforted, for confident reliance, spiritual contentment, spiritual refreshment, spiritual stimulation, spiritual conviction, that no matter what happens in my life, the power of God that created the heavens and the universe is in full control of my life. I can place my trust in him by walking in the Spirit. I don't want to take up much of your time. No, really, yes, I do. I need to. There's one verse there that I need to look at. This is the crux of it all. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. And this is where another one where Herman was teaching that didn't make sense to me. I need to have go into delve into the Word of God that give me a little bit more understanding. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. Of what I have read to you from chapter 2, verse 2, the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So then, verse 6, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, as you have received him. Understanding of the awesome power of creation and what it means. But his greater work was on the cross. The greatest work that God could ever do for us was on the cross. There is his glory, far superior than all the glory that the heavens declare, the glory that is in the cross by his name. He fulfilled every name that was given to him when he was on this earth. so that as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Verse 7, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith. What did it say back there in verse 2? The wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding resulting in the true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I have been treasure hunting all my life, since I was a child. That there little verse is the crux of it all. I have been chasing agates, I have been chasing gold all my life. I found the treasure in the riches of his glory, of everything who and what he is. And it's got nothing to do with me. It will not change the circumstances of my life, because he knows full well that's his plan, his purpose. He's got everything marked out for me. As a result of that, verse 6, so walk in him. Now go back to verse 9. Chapter 1, verse 9. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you. Is this thing on? Oh yeah, I'm on. We have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with all the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. How is that accomplished? Another verse that we need to look at is Colossians 3:16. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. What are we doing right now? Bible study. And what does that verse indicate? Bible study. We're coming to the knowledge of who and what he is so that we can realize his glory, so that we can put our trust in who and what he is. If it's without Bible study, you can gain. I like to use the analogy. I have a friend that goes to Dallas Theological Seminary every day, sits there with the library, reading and coming to an understanding, but he doesn't have a relationship. You can have the greatest knowledge in all the world. You can go to New York and all the seminaries in New York. All the theological textbooks in all the world are in these theological seminaries. And you can come to a knowledge, a head knowledge. But there's one person in China that I know, he has one Bible verse and he believes it. He fails to understand everything else, but that one Bible verse, he believes it, understands it, believes it, and lives it. That's what we're saying. Go back to verse 9 again, the last sentence. Knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Now verse 10. So very important. So that, as a result of this wisdom and understanding of who and what he is, of the riches of his glory and everything who and what he is, that you have come to this knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Let me clarify that. That is not in the knowledge of God. That is in the knowledge of our relationship with God. It is not a knowledge. Anybody can gain knowledge. But in an intimate relationship with the God of the universe, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we might walk in him, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him. We cannot please him without faith, hope, Herman leaves out hope, and love. Love is the end result. If you want to find a beautiful study on the glory, the riches of his glory, go to 2 Corinthians. No, you don't have to turn with me now, but if you want to do a study on it, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 4. The passage in 2 Corinthians 3 and 4, it says his glory is a reflection of the Father, which is in Christ, who is our God. Now turn with me. 2 Corinthians. It's too good. Now let me shock you. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 says, let me go back 3 verses. Verse 4, the last 2 sentences. That they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Verse 5, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord. Verse 6, the last sentence. I'll read the whole verse. For God who said light shall shine out of darkness is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Verse 7. Ha ha. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God. This treasure of who and what He is. We can live in the full assurance of His glory, of His faithfulness, of His love, of His power, every characteristic of who and what God is, His sovereignty, His creation. He created me. Then we go on to verse 10. And this is where I'll close out. Verse 10, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested or revealed in our body. Verse 11, for we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our mortal flesh. The Bible, we don't see it. If you don't understand the riches of glory, you will never see His glory. In the New Testament, the riches of His glory, the wealth of His glory, the understanding that comes from understanding of who and what He is, so that we can claim, trust, believe the glory of God. In the power of the Holy Spirit, so that the riches of His glory may be manifested in our lives. Of who and what He is, it won't change the circumstances. When the hurricanes and the turmoils come, are we going to focus on them, or are we going to focus on our position in Christ, who is in us? There it is, the secret to Christianity. I read every theological dictionary that I could get my hands on. I rang Herman. I confused Herman a lot. So I might say, you've also got a lot of the teaching that Herman and I discussed over the telephone, because I wasn't clarified on that particular point. So Herman and I discussed it over the telephone. So you got to be clarified a lot of these points. But the riches of the glory, discussed it with Herman for the last 2 years. He's got it. The riches of His glory, I hope you have got. Remember my prayer, the understanding of the will, of His will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And then I closed out my prayer, the riches of His glory, the riches of glory. That's the name, that's the title of who and what Jesus Christ is. That is saying in His name who and what He is. I thank you for coming. For those of you on the internet, my name is Ian McGrath. I am part of this church, but I'm never here. This has been the first time that I've ever been able to teach you rather than to speak to you. Let us pray. Father, You reveal Yourself in a tree. You reveal Yourself, Your power, in a stone. The magnificence of Your glory is revealed in the universe. Your power. Why did You create such beauty? And why did You create such magnificence in Your salvation that we have received? The beauty of Your salvation is in who and what You are, in Your Son, and it's revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. May the riches of glory be our portion. In His name we pray. Amen. Before I end off, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to explain our ministry. If you could distribute these here little tracks, these here little photos. I don't know whether I have enough please keep those for yourselves. Those ones there, don't keep those. I've got to take those home. But ladies and gentlemen, the photos that you're about to receive is what this church is about, getting the message out. It's got the message out to me. I started with Herman on Herman's ministry back in about 1979, 1980 somewhere. And I had a cosmic vacation at one time. I shouldn't say that, I suppose, but I do believe the reality of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our life has been through the teaching that Herman has been behind. This little salvation track, as I said, it has gone out to more than 300,000 soldiers around the world. It's not a little ministry. It's the ministry of Jesus Christ. This little church has helped us so many times with a lot of other folk to proclaim the gospel message. I have just done salvation to 10,000 soldiers in El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. You have supported me, and I thank you. It's not just your giving. There's going to be we see a little TV screen here. Those who gave in the power of the Holy Spirit will see a television screen, because not too many people are walking in the Spirit. You will see a television screen for throughout all eternity. I believe that will show what you have given to the riches of His glory, so that He may be manifest, so that He may be revealed to those who are lost and dying. We are now trying for Guatemala, Nicaragua and Colombia. Colombia would be the most violent country in all of Latin America, but we have been able to speak to the Minister of Defense, being able to get to his office, and Carol's about to go down. How we do it? Latin Americans never say no to a woman. That's what the secret is. So if she goes down there and goes into the Minister of Defense, he says, I can't say no. I've got to let her go. So she comes back and says, you're on go. So, and then they work it out so that there is, through the Association of Christian Military Fellowships, they have groups in each country that arrange for us to go into these countries, and they have a time schedule, a program that's all pre-planned, and it's already laid out for us for which base we go to at what time. And in the last three countries, it was an order. With the military, that's okay. I can accept that. It's an order for them to receive the gospel. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, with what you have given, there will be a screen throughout all eternity to show those who have never got there the reality of giving in the power of the Spirit. And I, as the mouthpiece, the one that goes and opens up his mouth to proclaim that salvation message for Jesus Christ, it's a part of this church, and you are part of it. Folks, the value of our faith depends on the sufficiency of the object of that faith to do what we are trusting it to do, the riches of His glory. We will trust, believe, and expect who and what He is. In the power of the Spirit, I hope I have revealed who and what Jesus Christ is, so that we can live the life. Those photos, please take them home. Put them they're showing this here little track. I haven't had the ones developed from Guatemala yet. But this little track, I tell them to take it home and show their families. Take that responsibility that you have been given to tell your families about Jesus Christ. Don't arrive into heaven without telling your family. Don't go into heaven and say, I didn't want to say it to them. I tell them the responsibility that the army has taught you, take your responsibility home, for those of you who have believed in Jesus Christ, even although you may not believe in Jesus Christ. That's fine. But the whole world wants salvation that is in Jesus Christ. Go home and tell them anyway about Jesus Christ because they want to get into heaven. Are you going to leave it to a religious person to say it? Or are you going to let the God and the Word of God speak for itself? So that you can take this little tract home and read it to your family. Tell them about the saving work of Jesus Christ. To believe in Him, you will have eternal life. I have commissioned more than 100,000 soldiers to go home and tell the message. Folks, our inheritance, if you gave a dollar under the power of the Holy Spirit, that's what I need. I, proclaiming the message under the Holy Spirit, it's not me, it's not you. It's when Jesus Christ comes, the riches of His glory at the cross. That's what it's about. We're proclaiming Him and His glory. Everything who and what He is. So that He might have the eternal glory that is in us right now. So that His life may be manifested to the world so that it is a reflection back to Him. Don't go out that door. Don't go out that door and just say, that was great. Ian spoke. Go out that door, be a missionary. Go out that door utilizing His glory in the power of the Spirit so that you can be an effective missionary. I am a missionary, but so are you. We are all missionaries for Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ. I am only one voice. Hermione is only one voice. That's why we teach you. Let's go be missionaries to His praise and to His glory. Do we have a song again? Is there a song about His glory? There is a... To God be the glory. Thank you. I will switch this off, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Almighty, eternal, heavenly Father, how grateful the privilege that we can understand you, we can understand your Son and who and what he is in the effectiveness of his power, his love in our life by the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask for guidance as we walk in him in the power of that Spirit. To your praise and glory we ask. Amen.
Did anybody not understand?